Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mininess.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here with your mini myth for the week, and it's about that famous jig that Hitler danced when France surrendered in 1940. France fell to Nazi Germany in June of 1940, and the Germans stage managed it so that Hitler would receive the French surrender in the same railroad car that the Germans had signed their surrender that ended World War I. Now, Hitler stepped out of the railway car while the surrender documents were being read out loud and talked with some of his generals waiting outside. While chatting, the Führer took a step forwards, but he did it in a kind of odd and stilted manner, raising his right knee up very high as he did so. It was as if he wanted to emphasize the step downwards, kind of like a stomp. Well, the newsreel cameras were rolling, the German newsreel cameras were rolling, and filmed it all. When the footage was seen in London, John Grierson, a Scottish filmmaker and director of the Canadian Information and Propaganda Service, saw an opportunity. He and Stuart Legg, an English filmmaker, realized that the clip of this step that Hitler took could be looped, repeated, and turned into a kind of a little dance step that would make the Führer look ridiculous. They worked their film wizardry and special effects, or whatever it is back in those days, so well that people thought that Hitler had indeed danced a celebratory jig. Grierson was already a pioneer in documentary filmmaking before the war, and would later go on to lead both British and Canadian government film boards. In fact, it was Grierson who coined the term documentary in 1955. Stuart Legg did other fantastic film work during the war. He was a central member of Charles Ridley's team at the British Ministry of Information and helped create the famous Lambeth Walk Nazi-style short film, which used cutting and editing mastery to set Hitler and Nazi marching and gestures to the highly popular tune Doing the Lambeth Walk. These films were a great and very effective Allied propaganda tool. And many British people who lived through the war have told me that film clips and shorts such as these were important in maintaining morale on the home front. And what really gets to me, Buzzkillers, is they edited these films and matched them with the music using scissors, glue, and a stopwatch. No computers, no software. Just pure genius and a genuine desire to make Hitler look foolish. Mission accomplished. Talk to you next week.
Epicast.